Well, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Friday, January the 24th in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Well, we've got just pure joy ahead of us this morning, and so let's just begin in the presence of the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. And I hear you saying, I will rejoice and be glad in it. And of course, wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead. And you know you're supposed to say the rest of that with me. And Christ will shine on you. Abba, Father, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Yes, Abba, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry, okay, brace for it. We have another emoji title. I'm not even going to tell you what it is. You're going to have to go look. It's actually the little disco ball emoji. All right. So if you're just listening to this and you haven't seen the email, I suppose the title is Disco Ball. Hear now the word of the Lord from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, and I'm reading from the Berean Literal Bible. And we all, having been unveiled in face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord, the Spirit. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. I've had a few major moves in the past few years. I felt kind of lost in it all, if I'm honest. Kind of like that time Elijah ran all the way from Mount Carmel to Mount Sinai, only to be asked by the Lord, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" That's 1 Kings 19:13. And if you were with us on the Exodus journey last, when was it, fall, you know that I know a little bit about life in the wilderness. And I know you do too. All this to say, one of the underrated aspects of moving is you get to go through all your stuff again and decide if it lives to see yet another move. And the closer you get to loading the truck, the more willing you become to let things go. What's the point of taking boxes of things you haven't opened in years from one closet in one state to another closet in another state? I guess it depends on what's in the boxes, but you get my point. We mindlessly carry things around for far too long in this life. So why am I telling you all this? It's because I found a long-forgotten item a couple of moves back. I, for some reason, yet to be discovered, decided to keep. If I gave you 1,000 guesses as to what it was, you'd need 1,000 more, but go ahead and guess. And I've already given you a major hint. Yes, it was a disco ball. People these days who have no concept of what disco even means call it a mirror ball. I was digging into yet another unopened box from who knows how many moves back when I saw a shiny gleam down near the bottom, and behold, there it was, like a flux capacitor, time traveling me all the way back to that eighth grade prom, where I'd like to tell you I got it as the prize for winning the dance contest, but I'd be lying. That's the thing about a disco or a mirror ball. When you first see it, you think it's cool to look at until you see it at work. When the spotlight is turned onto it in a darkened room with air supply on maximum volume, or the Bee Gees, and it begins to slowly spin, reflecting and refracting the light into 1,000 beams and points of glory all around. It brings me to our glorious text for the day. I chose the obscure Berean literal Bible because it alone seemingly had the courage to take on the challenge of trying to translate the original language into all its English fullness and glory. And we all, having been unveiled in face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord, the Spirit. We together are the disco ball, with each tiny mirror pane reflecting one of our faces. Alone, we are at best interesting. Together, we are fascinating. But turn on the light, and we become illuminating, emanating, and glorifying beacons of the very image of Almighty God. And how do we turn on the light? By unveiling our faces, taking off our masks of who we thought we were, or who they think we are, or all we tried to be, or all the ways we failed, and lifting our gaze to the one who has never given up on who he imagined us to be when he first imaged us into existence. So, how do we unveil our faces or take off our masks? That's the best part of all. We can't. This is where the context comes in handy. Two verses earlier, verse 16. But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. When we turn our eyes upon Jesus, beholding him, he takes the veil away. I wish I had another 1,000 words today, and a disco ball, and a spotlight, and your favorite slow song on repeat. But because I don't, I'll just put it this way. As we behold him, we become like him. The prayer for illumination. Lord Jesus, Word of God from before the beginning, our great teacher. I want to behold you, but that is not beholding you. So let me say it this way. Lord Jesus, with all that I am and have, I turn to you now. I behold you now. My face is your mirror. Reflect and refract your glory through me and through us together. Yes, like that disco ball. It will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for our good. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Our journal prompts today. You got any disco ball stories or memories to share? Are you seeing the vision of yourself as a little square mirrored tile and us as the whole ball together in that image? Are you tired of trying to take off your endless masks? What might it mean to turn to the Lord and let Him take off the veil? What might it mean to shift from an activist, try harder kind of religion to a more receptive and even relaxed way of faith, letting Him take away the veil and allowing Him to do the transforming work according to His grace and not your well-intentioned, tiring efforts? We're going to sing here in a minute. We're going to sing, let's just sing the classic hymn. I've been struggling for a hymn today. Let's sing Holy, Holy, Holy. It's number 23 in our seedbed hymnal, our great Redeemer's Praise. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. You can't sing a song like that without turning or just turning to the Lord. It's not a song about us at all, is it? It's a song that's all about Him. And that's the trick. It's just so easy in this life just to keep, we're living in a hall of mirrors. Everywhere we go, there's just something that's holding up a mirror that's saying, you know, look at yourself. Think about yourself. See yourself using this product or wearing that outfit or these shoes. It's all, everybody's holding up mirrors and saying, like, make yourself this or make yourself that or not that or the other thing. And we just receive constant messages of, we're just not what we need to be. And, you know, we already knew that. The problem is all these messages are lies. And the only way that we actually recover who we are is by discovering the one who made us and getting our gaze fixed on Him. Beholding Him, it says, as in a mirror. Him, that's how He begins to reflect from our face. Takes away the veil. And that's the other thing, you know. That's that whole self-improvement thing we've talked about some this month, with particularly, I think, around John 15, those texts. The Christian life is not self-improvement. Self can't help. It's not self-help. It's profound transformation. You know, I think for the longest time in my life, I saw the Christian faith as the sort of good to great thing. Like, I'm not that bad. I'm pretty good, but I could be better. I could be great. So God help me move from good to great. And I'm like, I just discovered years back, like, that's not the storyline here. The story is not good to great. It's death to life. It's darkness to light. It's chaos to new creation. It's lost to loved. And I think I just kept putting more masks on, trying to be better and better. And this level of better was another mask. And then there was another mask. And you just keep layering on the masks. And when you read this incredible text today, it says, and we beholding, as in a mirror, We've been unveiled and faced. The veil's been taken away. We're beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. Here it is. Our being transformed. It's something happening to us and in us. It's something He's doing. And it says, into the same image. From, like another translation says, from one degree of glory to the next. He's doing that. And maybe it's like with each mask He takes off, there's another degree of glory that He adds. And you get the point. And it says, and this is from the Lord, who is the Spirit. There's, God, we could go weeks on this text alone. We could talk about how that whole word, being transformed, if you look underneath that word, under the hood, if you will, of that word, at the Greek word, the word is metamorpho. And the only other place we see it in two places in the Bible. We see it in Romans 12, too. That's been a text that a lot of people have chosen here for the new word for the new year. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but it says be transformed. Be transformed. Again, it's like not becoming passive. It's actually becoming receptive. Letting go of all of your activistic spirituality and learning to receive from God. Well, the other place we see that text is stunning. We metamorpho. It's there in Romans 12:2. It's there in 2 Corinthians 3:18. But the most stunning place we see it is at the Mount of Transfiguration, where it says, and He was transfigured before Him, and He was became bright as the light of 1,000 suns. Transfigured. The word behind it is metamorpho. And it's this whole idea that Jesus wants to do what He showed us on that mountain in our very lives. Let's turn to Him, guys. Let's turn to Him. Let's get all of our gaze on Him this Friday. Let's sing. You ready? Number 23, four verses. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to Thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore Thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before Thee, which wert and art and evermore shall be. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide Thee, though the eye of sinful man Thy glory may not see. Only Thou art holy, there is none beside Thee, perfect in power, in love and purity. All we got, church. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all Thy works shall praise Thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. double men. Amen. What a hymn for Friday on the wake-up call. You're going to be singing that all day. All thy works. I love to think about when I'm singing that lyric, I'm like, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of those works. All thy works shall praise thy name. I'm just one little centimeter square on the great mirror ball of the people of God. And you are too. And we're all that together. And yeah, he's transforming us. He's transfiguring us. He's metamorphoing us. I got to stop or I'll preach the sermon again. Okay, friends, disco ball. That's the swing thought for today. Get your seeds. I'll see you on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.